Does anybody want to hear a thought to take home for suppers? I'm going to tell you a thought you're not going to hear anyplace else, and this is really the pshat of suppers. This is really the ikar vort of suppers. In Parshas Emor, the Torah is like this, in the Moyad, in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel. By Dabar Hashem Moshe L'medavir Ben Yisrael Limar, B'chodesh HaShvi B'echad L'chodesh, Zichron True, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, ba'osur lachodesh hashvi hazeh. What does that mean? Leave out the word hazeh. Chodesh hashvi, yom zichron true. On the 10th day, lachodesh hashvi, what's the word hazeh at? Lachodesh hashvi tells you it's the 10th of Tishrei. Hazeh means it's a continuation. I'm connecting you back. Were you doing this? And this month I want you to do Yom Kippur. So it's a continuation. Then we go, on the 15th day of this month. What does that mean?
Same continuation.
What?
Same continuation.
It's a continuation. It means Rosh Hashanah. The date, we know. B'chodesh Hashvi. We know what the seventh month is. Hazeh means that the months... it's a progression. A progression is in going up. I understand Yom Kippur is maybe a progression from Rosh Hashanah in some aspects. But Sukkot, not progression, it's going down. What could we do? We already know Dir Shir Hashem B'Matzah doesn't go through Sukkot. Dir Shir Hashem B'Matzah is over when? Yom Kippur. So what could be more now? Rashi, at the end of Parshas Pinchas, which is the Moyadim with the Korbanos Musaf in Bamidbar, brings a Medrash Tanchuma. The Parei Achag and Sukkot start the first day, bring 13 bulls, second day 12 bulls, 11, 10, all the way down. 70 bulls altogether, 7 days. Meaning at Saris, we have one for us. So Rashi says, brings a Medrash, it's come out the last Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Not the last, a couple before. Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma. Lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us how to behave. Shemishi yeshlo achsonoi. You have a guest in your house, Yom Rishon, give him nice fat stuffed fowl. Second day, give him fish. The third day, meat. Next day, legumes. The next day, vegetables. Every day you go down like the pariacha. You want to spend a little time working on why that's down? Take a look at the Tosfos and Chum. Hey, I'm out. But so, in other words, we're learning from here what halacha. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu find over here? It's not just that Hashem in the Torah haphazardly to, we're talking, you guys got a little time, you know what? I'll throw in a little mitzvah here. It has to be intrinsically intertwined to the theme of the day. It's not just a place to hang our hats. What does that do with the theme of the day? Why are we learning Hachnosis Orchim from him? This is where we're learning Hachnosis Orchim. By the way, in Hachnosis Orchim, it says, G'dayil Hachnosis Orchim, Yosem Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. It's an incredible thing. But what's it doing over here? There's a very interesting Gemara in Sukkah. Mem Aleph on the days. Tanya Reblozer Berb Tzadik Omer. Kacho Yemin Hogan Shal Anshe Yerushalayim. This is what people in Yerushalayim did on Sukkot. Odom Yotze mi beso, he left his house, the lulav biyod. He had lulav in his hand. Holech le besak nesis, lulav biyod. Kori kriyashma mispalo, lulav biyod. Kori batorah vinoseis kapov, minicho gabi karka. Then he had to put it down. Then after davening, holech le bakir cholim, he did biker cholim, lenachim avelim, lulav biyod. Nichnas the base of Medrash, Meshagar, Lulavo Biad Beno. What is it telling us here? What did they do when they finished davening? Where'd they go to? Biker Cholim, Nichma Veil. Well, Biker Cholim, it could be. Is there any Nichma Veil in Yantav, on Chalamoy, or in Yantav? There's none. Person died before, it's Mavato. Person died on Yantav, doesn't start till afterwards. So what does it mean? So it's like such a funny thing to say. It doesn't mean you're not doing a chesed if you're doing person lost his father, even if he's not, you know, started out Avelus, you can go to him. Or even if it was just over, you still can have Nichum Avelim. Just because the 7 days are over, it doesn't mean you can't be Menachemah. Not a chiyus. What's it? And what is it telling us here? Lulav will be yodo for. Why didn't he send it home? Why should he schlep it through the streets? Goes to learn. He said, this is now. I mean, now I'm finished shul. Son, take it home. It's telling you, love of Biyodo is telling me, what does that tell me? He's doing a yotadik, he's doing a lulavdik experiment, right? He's doing something that's part of mitzvah sayom. He's not doing biker cholim. And Nichum Aveilim is a din of biker cholim. That's part of the theme of yontav. Learning, that's a regular din. That's not a yontav din. Right? Why? Because the avod of Sukkot is greater than the avod of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur was Dir Shashem B'Motso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's closer, never closer. But you know what's greater than that? What's greater than being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time? Dir Shashem B'Motso Karu B'Yosu Karv. It's never greater, it's greater than the rest of the year. But what's greater than that? Gedoyla hachnosas orchem yoyser mi kabolas pnei ashchina. Kabbalah, Dir Shashem B'Motzah is like Avraham Avinu is in the middle of a visit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Dir Shashem B'Motzah. I'm not Avraham Avinu, but for these 10 days I have a visit with him. He's visiting me. He's with me. What's greater than that? God, wait right here. I'll be right. Don't go away, God. I'll be right back. He's doing to me Machnas Oreach. Because Machnas Oreach is greater. Why? Because Machnas Oreach is imitating God. It's taking the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us. His midas. He blew into our nostrils. Therefore, we have God-like kochos. So when a person does acts of Gemilas Chesed, what does that do for him? It helps him access and express the godliness within himself. It's not an external connection to God. It's an internal connection. My reality that's grounded in God. That God was Vayipach Bapa Nishmas Chaim. When I do an act of chesed, what am I doing? I'm making myself God-like. God-like is more a connection to God than to be next to God. That's what the halach is. Yedoylach nasas archem yosmi. He says, God, don't go away. I'll be right back. Because now I'm transforming myself to be God-like. The avodah of Sukkot is to make myself God-like. The chesed is the ultimate avodah of Sukkot. And therefore, love biyoda, nicham aveilu. That's all part of this. The avodah sayon. Because when a person imitates God, that makes him godlike. As the Goyim say, the most sincere sense of flattery is imitation. Imitate a dia. When you imitate someone, that means you're holding that with the that's real. You know, you can flatter a person, it's words. But the real legitimate flattery that you're not just trying to do anything, but you really hold to them is when you start acting that way yourself. Imitation is the most sincere sense of flattery, most sincere expression of flattery. The avod of Sukkot is bringing out the godliness within ourselves. That's more than Rosh Hashanah, more than Yom Kippur, because that's an external, it's the closest external relationship. It's like God is visiting me. Like Avram had a visitor. And what's greater than that? Being godlike. That's what's saying. That's the Avodah Sukkos. It's interesting. You know, we say in the davening, Ani v'ho hoshiyona. So Rashi says Ani v'ho is one of the letter, the 72 letters of Hashem's name. Okay, I'm not going to. But the simple pshat, the word v'anvehu, zekeli v'anvehu, is Ani v'ho. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Abishol says the Kufchot Gimon Beis, Ani v'ho hoshiyona means Mahu chanu, yushbi chanu, mahu rachum, which means that the shame of Sukkot is ani v'hu, v'anvehu. At least according to Abishol, zekeli v'anvehu, and I'll beautify him, is ani v'hu. Just like he's chesed, we learn that, the Gemara learns that from Halach the Bedrochav, but Abishol learns that out from the Pasuk v'anvehu, ani v'hu. The Iker Shaykh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So going home now, you know, instead of just thinking about, and oh, my male, that's why Hachnosas Orchem is here. It's telling me how to properly do Hachnosas Orchem. It's not a coincidence. In the laws of Sukkot, that's where Hachnosas Orchem belongs. It's an unbelievable day. That mamish belongs. There's a lot more to talk about, I'm just focusing on one point. Avram Avinu, by the way, Bishanu Tachas Ha'etz, Zohar says, I think it's that period of Blessed, it was a sukkah. The whole din of Avram's Hachnosis Orchim was in a sukkah. The whole Hachnosis Orchim of Avram was in a sukkah. That's the ultimate being, bringing God to the universe is when I myself emulate his ways. That's really what we have to think about Sukkot doing. So, you know, it's Avada, we have to be Oil and Ruchnius, but for Ruchnius, there's not going to be anything greater than Yom Kippur. Why we should keep that up. But in Vard is making ourselves, I mean, I don't mean Ruchnius, but I mean any thing external to God won't be greater. You go to Shul, you daven, you won't get greater. The one thing you can make yourself greater on than you had on Yom Kippur is to do acts of chesed. Zekeli v'anveyu, minigantshi Yerushalayim. Avram Avinu himself is chesed there. The Pirkei Rav Lezer, the Medrash Tanchuma, saying that all the laws of Achnosis Orchim we learn out from Sukkos. That's what we should be focusing on Sukkos, doing Gemilas Chesedim. And that's certainly plenty of opportunities and help. Your mother may need some help. Your father needs help building the sukkah. Your mother needs help bringing the food into the sukkah. There's nothing wrong with helping your mother. But you know, I know you won't do it, so therefore it's the mitzvah, Sayyam. It's a mitzvah. Besides, it's kibbut av. Besides that, it's just, this is what, you want to think you accomplish something Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Now's a chance to really accomplish.